quick reminder,
yeah,
that the HeadGum Happy Hour, which is a monthly live show that we have.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Indeed.
Is coming to not only LA, but New York this month.
First show ever in New York City.
So January 12th, which is very soon, mm-hmm. at UCB Franklin at, I think, I want to say, don't quote me on this, though this is accurate
right.
information.
Yes, though this is an ad for the show that is soon.
8:30 p.m. January 12th, UCB Franklin.
100%. Lock it in.
In L.A.
Yeah.
And then on the 27th, me and you are hosting in New York.
That's right. You're coming to New York.
This
your
is
first time
I'm going to be the
while.
Only one at both shows.
That's wild.
That's
very
crazy.
Cool. Very cool.
And though that might not be true,
yep.
it's fun to say and speak.
You and I haven't done a show together since the summer. Since Montreal.
Yes. So mm-hmm. this is the first time coming. We're hosting January 27th at Caveat, 9:30 p.m. In New York, January 12th in L.A. Hopefully
right.
you guys are around these cities around those dates so you can come and join us.
Yeah. Come through.
Tickets are available where?
HeadGum.com/live. That's just a shot in the dark, but I think that's
got to be right. That's got to be right.
Yeah.
A bunch of funny comedians at both shows. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's a completely new set of comedians at both shows. So if you want to, you can go to the January 12th one and then the January 27th
right.
one.
Just like Amir, you can go to both.
You can travel across the country and sort of like follow both shows. They'll be completely
and
different.
I don't want to, you know, promise this to everyone, but let's just say we'll reimburse you for your airfare and hotel if you want to go to both.
Not the hotel. There's no way for the hotel.
Find airfare. Airfare.
But
we'll
you
reimburse
can't upgrade.
You for your
you can't upgrade to like even more leg room.
Delta Comfort.
It has to be base.
Delta
base.
Okay. Okay.
Spirit with
Spirit,
a stop.
Stop. Fine.
With a layover.
If you fly Spirit with a stop,
I'll Venmo you $39.
I will. I'll cover that cost.
It doesn't. You don't even have to go to the show.
Yeah.
Anybody that flies Spirit deserves money yeah, from me.
That's right.
Okay. And if you miss these shows for whatever reason, mm-hmm. it's also a podcast, a video that we're uploading to the HeadGum Happy Hour feed.
That's right. So follow that.
Watch them. Listen, enjoy, see you soon.
Fly across the country. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Nice. Banjo style.
Yeah.
Banjo kazooie.
That's actually exactly the instrument that I learned for that song.
I didn't realize you played the banjo on that tune.
All right. It wasn't me. It was Calvin Yeager.
Yeager.
I've previously submitted 5 theme songs, technically yeah. 7, but you missed 2.
Nice.
Which are re-included in this email. I'm also submitting another 7 theme songs for a grand total of 14.
Whoa. And then I'm retiring.
I really have better shit to do. On a more personal note, the last time I submitted a batch of theme songs, I was halfway through a PhD in biochemistry.
Wow.
And I've now finished it. And I want to thank you guys for keeping up. If I were you, it means so, so much to so, so many.
That's very, very nice.
Our podcast has been
so
going on for
so many.
Our pod has been going on for so long, we could have gotten a PhD in biochemistry instead.
Fuck, we've wasted our time. We wasted our lives.
10 years almost.
Yeah, we could have,
we could have
so
gone
much
to
better.
Medical school
we could
and
have done
been
better
doctors.
Shit. We could have been more than this.
We helped Calvin become a doctor in biochem.
I feel like we should get a piece of that. Would you say we should get 1% of his annual salary moving forward.
In perpetuity.
It's not a big deal to him.
And right, because it's just 1%.
Yeah, and it'd make a big difference to us if we got that from enough doctors. Basically, if you're a doctor and you listen to our podcast as you were in doctor school...
We technically own that IP.
Yeah.
How does it work, doctors? Like, do they get paid biweekly through the hospital? Is there a way that they can almost, like, you know how you cut some of that off pre-tax to your 401k?
Exactly.
This would be a 401j. NA.
Yeah. That's actually really interesting. That's a good business model for us.
Right, because for other people, it's barely, it's anything. A drop in the bucket.
Yeah, it's 1% of their fucking salary. You're probably paying more in like
dental.
Some, yeah, exactly.
Some weird shit.
Your eye insurance that you're never fucking using.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll try to like figure out a way to make you break even. But if we helped you become the doctor that you are today.
You wouldn't be there without us. He literally said that.
He said
that. What did he say? So many. It's like, yeah.
That's
actually
binding.
Yeah, because that is like so many, and that's 1% of everyone or every doctor. I'm not going to take everybody's salary, but if you're a doctor, I think we should get a piece of that.
Let's say, what's the annual salary for a doctor? 225K?
Yeah, let's say 215.
215K yeah, at 215, like a really like nice, like a university or a lab or something like
right,
that.
Right.
215 times 1%. Is 2150. Mm-hmm. That's annual.
Yeah.
But for us to split, it's just $1,000 or so. That's not enough for us.
Right. But we have enough doctors. How many doctors do you think listen to the show?
Maybe 80.
80?
Yeah.
So that's 160K a year.
Just pre-tax, not even taxed at all for us. Mm-hmm. And that's cash in hand for us to have it.
Right.
Because that's technically a gift, which we don't have to pay taxes on.
Yeah, because I mean, who's doing our bookkeeping? You and I?
Yeah. And I think I'm trying to catch up on all like the legalese, tax code, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But I think if we get that money pre-tax, that's not money that we're necessarily owing to Uncle Sam.
I think not, because at a certain point, that's just recouping costs for us. Those are operations.
Yeah, or you could write it off or something like that. We could say like this cost. We're in the studio today, so if you're watching this, we could say like the cameras cost like $21,000 or whatever.
Right.
We can figure it out.
Studio space, costumes, makeup.
Casey will say that we're
paying him $48,000 for a session.
You just have to write that as income for you, which will be like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, at the end
income
of the
wise. And then we're making an extra 2150 times 80, 172, 175 grand. And I think it's all pre-tax.
That's net. And that's gross.
Okay. It's gross to think that we should not get that and we should have to pay taxes on that.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Like, that's a...
You better bet that's net.
That's a big deal. That's a cool thing for us to have. That's like not worrying about an expense or something should something
because
arise.
Because we took the risk. We actually took the risk up front because we decided to not be doctors.
Yeah.
We carried that burden. We said we won't be doctors so other people can be doctors.
Now we get a piece of that IP.
And now we get a piece of that IP.
We need a piece of the... Yeah. Obviously, they should make the vast majority of their money.
I'm not opposed to taking 2% because I think it's a little... It's actually gross that you and I have to split 1%.
That's nothing.
That's tacky.
I was thinking 1% each.
Yeah. I said 1%, it was 1% each. And I feel like it got lost in translation at some point.
Which is so... Yeah, that was me trying to be nice. When I didn't like, I have to be selfish at a certain point.
I think you've been nice for a decade.
Exactly.
And I think, what's this guy's name? Jaeger?
It doesn't fucking matter. This guy's a joke.
he's been a little selfish.
He's being a selfish. $215,000
salary for a doctor. Let's up that to 300.
Even if he doesn't make it.
I think 300K
should make
base.
Up the difference.
Right, exactly.
Base.
300K base, 2% to me. Okay. And then
wait, so that's different though, because you said 1% to you.
But 2%, I'll dole it out. I'll pay you your 1%. One ish percent
or 1%. Because now you're talking about getting $6,000 from this guy.
Yeah, six
times
grand.
80.
And then you invoice me.
That's 480K per year.
400, okay, great.
Then what are you doing with the $500,000 that you're skimming off the
top? I'm not skimming anything off the top. I'm doling that out as as appropriate, I have to pay Casey, I have to pay the studio cost, I have to pay your talent
fee. Pay me talent fee?
Yeah, the 2%
that I should be earn. A W-2 employee for you. I don't want to have to pay taxes. This should all be pre-tax.
You'll give me a 1099. You will give me a 1099. You will invoice me, and I will pay you from the 2%
so
what you
earn.
So of
the 480, I'm getting half of that.
Do you see what that is on the screen? That's a golden goddamn mic, right? So why would I pay you equally for your turdy ass performance?
So if you're making 480, what do you
think?
And
I'll pay you from the net, not the gross. Or I'll pay you from the gross, actually. I'll pay you from the gross.
So what do you imagine me getting at the end of the day? If you're getting 480 per year, pre-tax.
Pre-tax. I'll give you 48 as well. So 480 for me, 48K for you. I don't think I should have to dip below four annually for what I've provided to the medical community.
This was my idea, and now I'm being almost, you're talking about paying Casey more than me, which is fine. I mean, I totally appreciate his work and
he
his effort.
Lot, yeah.
Pre-tax.
You're getting a bear hug right now.
I'm getting an absolute, I'm getting squeezed out of my own company.
You're getting pushed out the back door.
Yes.
Do you want the 48K or no?
I'll take the 48K because if the alternative is zero, that's a that's real right. slap in the face.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate the 48K.
It's a slap in the, it's slap in the face. It's a drop in the bucket.
But it will be pre-tax.
It will be pre-tax.
I'm not paying tax.
I'm not paying Uncle Sam.
No. And I refuse to get audited.
That's not up to me. That's not up to me at all.
I'm just saying if I get audited, there should be a fee.
If you get a bonus that triggers if you get audited. That's fair, because I think under 50K, you're probably safe from an audit. That's
well,
not
I do a lot of kind of quasi-legal things that raise not red, but pink flags.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of little triggers and like weird nefarious shit.
Right.
Dealing with offline crypto, this, that, and the other.
Yes, that's going to raise some eyebrows.
Several pink flags. Are already flags. I'm already getting those. Pretty audited right now.
More than audited. I'm getting aggressively pursued by the IRS.
Agents. Yeah, agents are knocking down the door.
Fucking windbreakers
circling
outside my apartment every single day.
They're trying to intimidate me. Literally a fucking tank drove by my house. Answer me that. Why would they need to do that other than to just try
the
to
town
intimidate.
Car parked outside all the time.
They know that I know what they're doing. that's been fun.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Cool. Yeah, fun business model.
Time. All right, we still got some time. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web hosted by us.
Right.
We are back in the lab. It is 2023.
In the studio. In utero.
Yes, in the studio / utero. And it's awesome to be back together. This is, by the way, 2023, the year of our Lord. I don't know if you know this, but I was born in 83.
Whoa.
So 83 plus 40, 23.
You
we finally made it.
Are about to be a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
Middle age.
Well, not really. 40 is middle-aged. Is that? I thought that was a 50 thing.
Is it?
I thought 50 well, middle, or 60, because 60 is the new 40.
I wouldn't say that. Do you think most people live to be 100?
Not the way I live, but
I mean, I think you have 45 years left.
Total.
Yeah.
And the last five are probably not the fun five. Let's just say that much right now.
You're definitely through. You're
I've done the fun 40.
You're in the twilight of your life, I'd say.
I've done the fun 40.
Yeah. You've done the fun 40.
The fun 40 is
back half,
rear view mirror. I have memories.
It's not good
of
stuff.
Yeah.
You certainly peaked in terms of physical, professional, mental.
Yeah. I don't get...
It's all downhill from here.
I don't get recognized anymore,
I've
realized. I go out, and I'm actively trying. I'll wear the Jake and Amir shirts. I'll go to college parties.
Yeah, you wear the glasses again, right? When you go out.
The old glasses.
You do the faux hawk.
I'll go to college humor style parties.
I wonder, do you ever think about, like, just if you gave your, if you could try to give yourself that makeover, like, what if we gave you the glasses, the buzz cut, the
no
fresh
beard,
the no beard,
yeah,
and we just put you in like one of your old collared shirts?
I think that would be sadder.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, you like, you have a different look now, but I wonder what it would look like if we just like.
It's like when rock stars still dress like rock stars, but they're 79.
Yeah, yeah, the bandana.
Yeah, it's cooler to just be like Bruce Springsteen. It's like, right, he's aging gracefully.
Age gracefully, yeah, for sure. I want to, I want to see you with a faux hawk.
I want to see you with cargo shorts.
The Madras pants, one more time.
Skechers.
Put me in a yellow belt. Handlebar mustache.
Yeah, that would be our, that's our tour poster for when we turn 60 and we're trying to like squeeze some more shows out of our bodies.
That's good. That's good.
But for now, I might look too similar to the naked eye.
Yeah.
But once I'm completely gray, like the Blink 182 posters, they're like almost entirely gray at this
point. Yeah, yeah. Entirely gray faux hawk is a cool look.
Yeah. Which I'm, you know, trending there, but not entirely fully there yet.
Your hair is grayer than your beard is, right? Yeah. You have some good. I've been pulling the gray hair out of my beard. I just, when I see one, I doink it out.
Yeah.
But I'm pulling more and more beard hairs out these days.
Do you have any gray hair?
No.
It almost looks like your hair is getting browner. Like it used to be blonde and now it's pretty dark.
Interesting. Well, it's kind of wet right now.
Right. But even when it's dry, it feels browner than it used to be. It used to be kind of blonde.
Yeah. I think when I lived in California, my hair was blonder.
And now?
There's less sun in the city. Gets a little browner.
Yeah. Doesn't that say it all?
I guess so. Yeah. But I'm thinking about dyeing my beard. Jet black.
And I might get a tattoo of an American flag on my neck. So nobody's really known. Jet black beard.
Jet black beard. American flag at the base, right on the middle of the mid-neck tattoo.
That's cool. And a motorcycle at Sturgis Rally in South Dakota.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
I'm just walking it, though, because I can't ride it.
On a leash. A motorcycle on a fucking leash.
I'm there on a fucking... At the Sturgis Rally, I'm on a Revel. Just the little blue scooter from New York.
All right, let's see if we can answer some questions. Actually, how long has it been? It might be break time, and then we can answer some questions.
About 15 minutes.
Great, 15 minutes. Let's call it there. Let's take a break. Thanks for some sponsors. Okay. Come back, and then really answer some questions.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
That's true.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than I can.
Yeah. I recently bought a new water bottle.
Okay. A bottle of water?
No. Not a bottle of water. A travel water bottle thing. Those are called water bottles, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I bought
like,
a new one.
Like not a Swell or a Hydro Flask, but a Nalgene / third option.
I got the one I got was just from Nike. I found it in the store.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what I like about it. And this is my unsolicited advice. Because for a long time, I've always had the travel water bottle for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Years, even before it was cool. I was actually the first one that ever had one.
Ever?
Yeah, I was the first person to ever own one.
No.
I think so.
I don't think so at all.
Really? Who do you no think way. Was the first one then?
Because who sold it to you? They were obviously...
I bought it at Trader Joe's, but it was like 2011.
That's late.
So the one that I have is a flip-up straw.
Oh, yeah. The click-up.
Yeah. Straw, for a long time, I was doing the twist-off.
Drink.
And yeah, and I just realized, like, I think I was, like, watching myself on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And every time I drank, I was like this and show people the bottom of my neck.
Yeah.
I think drinking makes you look a little needy.
Yeah.
It's tacky. It makes you look weak.
It's tacky. Yeah. It's like you're the hamster. Fluid.
Yeah.
Suckling at the teat of capitalism.
Yes, exactly right.
But now you're just like, fucking raw dogging a plastic
looks like I'm
filleting
it. You a casual. It's low.
Let's see.
Do it off to the side.
Off to the side? There's no way. Like you're chewing on a cigar?
Yeah, just fucking... Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
Straw.
Easy. You don't have to tilt your head up. Yeah. Water come to me. Like, yeah.
But that's cool. It's like you're drinking a beer. You never like drink beer.
I drink everything out of a straw now.
Whiskey or
straw.
Cosmos.
Straw.
Mai Tais.
Straw.
Mojitos.
Straw.
All straws.
All straw.
All, of the
all
time.
Day.
Red wine.
Straw. Major straw.
Because you don't want to do stain your teeth.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you're saying the straw is more, I guess, masculine than drinking?
It's not about being masculine. It's just about being powerful.
Okay. And the straw does that for you.
The straw makes me feel confident.
Yeah.
It makes me feel confident in a way that I didn't know I could before.
For me, that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Nice.
That's why I got a camelback.
Camelback actually makes a very nice straw water flask.
Really?
Yes. They make a very good one.
So my little story about the straw that broke the camel back, that isn't necessarily the case.
Yeah, the straw actually fixed the camel back. It made the camel back.
And that's the backpack that you wear?
Well, they make a water bottle too.
Yeah.
Which is, it's honestly excellent.
Uh-huh.
It's quite excellent.
So you moved on from one non-strawless water bottle to a straw water bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's my unsolicited advice. And I do think it's going to change your life for the better.
Interesting. You ever put non-water liquids in there?
The most I'll do is if I'm at a place, you know, sometimes in like a hotel lobby, they'll have like the infused water with limes or something. Mm-hmm. I'll do something like that.
Yeah, but other than that, just water.
No.
You're not putting caffeine in there.
Would never.
Should never. Mm-hmm. I got a question from a 22-year-old girl from New Jersey.
Cool. Let's call her Bruce Springsteen.
That's really cool. Did you see the Howard Stern, Bruce Springsteen thing? There was like an interview on HBO Max. It's like Bruce Springsteen's first appearance on the Howard Stern show.
Does Howard Stern make him ride a Sibian?
He throws ham on his ass while Baba Booey reads
God,
tweets.
God, you're hot. God, you're hot.
No, he actually has a lot of reverence and respect for the boss.
Yeah. Everybody's been saying for a long time what a great interviewer Howard Stern has become, but yeah. I've never listened to his show.
Right.
I mean, not since Jenna Jameson was on it. Is he good? Did you watch it?
I only started to watch it. I like Bruce Springsteen, but I don't know or care enough about him to like hear yeah. about like
I mean,
his
he had
childhood
a podcast
stuff.
With Obama and I didn't listen to
right.
it. You would think I would. I would be more inclined to listen to a Howard Stern interviewing Bruce Springsteen in the raunchy manner.
Right.
I want him to be
ETV.
Like, who do you fuck?
Yeah.
Who do you fuck?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Did you ever go out with Pamela Anderson? God, yeah. She's
the hottest girl you fuck.
Will you play, I don't know, Thunder Road?
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a 22-year-old girl from New Jersey, writes Bruce, and I just graduated with my master's degree in HR. I've been working as a nanny for the last 6 months, but I'm quitting this week because the kid often kicks me and I no longer feel like dealing with that.
Yeah.
I've been applying to corporate jobs and interviewing for some, and I haven't really gotten any offers. All my friends around my age who are working full-time are telling me not to jump the gun and to take a break before I start a real career. I'm torn between wanting to work as a bartender or waitress and live down the shore for the summer or actually starting a 9-to-5 job. I feel like having a summer of fun is a good idea, but I also don't want to feel like I wasted my time in college and grad school. Mm. What are your thoughts? Should I go be a bev cart girl at a golf course and let creepy old men give me money in exchange for serving beer while wearing a tennis skirt? Or should I start taking this job hunt more seriously and take any real job that I can get? Anyway, love the show, Amir. I would say congrats on the turdy, but I need you to answer my question, not debate about that for 5 minutes.
Fair. Okay. Okay.
You think I...
Oh, come on.
She brings up a good point. Have you made your decision for this episode? It's not even worth talking about.
It's still up for grabs. It's still up for grabs. And I beg you not to derail the episode too much.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I agree. You worked at a golf course once.
Yeah, I did. Actually, twice. I was a caddy, and then I also worked in the snack bar.
The bev cart girl is something I learned about through TikTok. There's like TikToks of me as a bev cart girl, where it's like it's almost like a Hooters waitress, but giving beer from a golf cart to golfers. Did that exist in your golf course?
Not when I was there.
It might be a specific.
I think. I mean,
thing,
I would have definitely. I would have been very aware of that. Yeah. I was 19 and very horny.
Right.
But we didn't have those. Okay. We were the snack bar boys though.
Which was, you don't have to like drive around. You stayed at the.
Yeah. Me and my friend Steve worked at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just kind of like put curly fries in, the deep fryer.
That's
give
cool.
people hot dogs. Make
oh, really?
Cheese.
You used to make the fries.
I mean, make them in the sense that you just put
deep
them in
fry
the hot. Yeah. You,
yeah, and then you take
throw them
out.
In the fryer and they start to float when they're ready, basically.
And then you take the little cage
take
out.
Them out, shake it out, dump it in, salt them. There you go.
Did you ever eat some or steal some off plates?
Yeah, we made food all the time.
Right. But did you steal the food before it got to the plate?
Oh, no, like... I didn't steal like somebody else's food.
Right.
But if we're having a slow day, I'd make some fries.
That's cool. That's for free or you have to pay for that?
Of course it's free. It's one of the perks
is
of being
free?
Here. Yes. Yes.
Or were you
free.
Stealing from
I wasn't
the company?
Stealing.
What's the name of your golf course? I'd like
Haven
to actually
Country Club.
File an official complaint.
I mean, they did hate me by the end.
Right.
I gave my I quit by not showing up anymore.
Got it.
At the end of the summer. I was too afraid to talk to my boss and tell him I was going on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So rather than tell him I was going on vacation at the end of the summer, I just never came back.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I had a job in high school, and I'm wondering now, like, how did I get paid for that? Like, did I have a bank account at age 17 that I deposited checks into? I don't even remember that.
Yeah. I mean, I know I did not have a bank account yet, and I gave my checks to my dad.
So you just worked, give it to your dad would give you the money.
Yeah, he gave me money whenever I needed it.
Yeah.
It was almost like my dad was my bank.
Right.
I would, because at the time I was saving up for a car, so I wasn't like... I didn't need to have access to any money. I was basically just like giving him checks nonstop. Yeah. Like, is this enough? And I would send him links to cars on autotrader.com.
Yeah. And they're like, no, you've made $900 and you need 21,000.
I definitely was not keeping track of how much money I made. And I don't think I made enough money to buy a car, but I got a Saab at the end of the summer.
And I got fries.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I think there's not really a sense to me, the idea of like working a 9-to-5 you don't like is possibly worse than just getting a summer job.
Because it's not going to lead anywhere and you're not even having fun at that.
Yeah. Starting down a career path that you don't want to be in is a worse look than not working, I think.
Right.
It's harder to change industries than it is to like take time and think about what you want to do. And also being 23, it feels like time's slipping away, but that's very, very early.
Yeah, she's even 22, before that.
Even better.
So I don't know how she finished grad school so early at age 22.
I was thinking, because bachelor's is just 4 years college.
Yeah.
Master's is what, six?
I think it depends on the field. It's like an extra 2 to 6 years.
I'm wondering if we should get a piece of...
My God.
If you have a master's.
She didn't even say that she was listening to the show that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now she's wondering if she should take a high-paying job. Now I see kind of why you're angling for that a little bit.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. Because I don't want to limit it to just doctors.
Right.
PhD? Or should we say...
She had a master's degree in HR, and she was talking about becoming a bar cart girl. By the way, a lot of it is tips, and there's no way she's going to keep track of that and give us 2%.
Yeah. Why don't we, I think we work it into the W-2 when you get your first job. That's neither here nor there. We'll iron out the details.
Of getting some cash from this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
The advice is to take the higher paying job, it seems like, from you.
Yeah. I need some action on the salary is what I'm saying. I think if your major is in, HR.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, for a second, I thought that was the same thing as hospitality, and it's not.
Right. Oh, you're saying you can justify it, be like, oh, I was a golf bar cart girl, and now that helped me get my next job.
Right, exactly.
But which is being really an HR person.
But I think, like, you graduate college, you're allowed to have, like, one job on your resume that is not entirely related to your field as you're searching.
Yeah.
Easy.
And first summer after college seems like prime time to not get a real job.
Yeah. So I think enjoy the summer. Keep your eye out on jobs. And I mean, you can apply to jobs while being a bar cart girl.
Right.
So,
because it always takes a lot longer than you think.
I don't think you have to take the first job that comes your way.
Yeah. Unless that job is so fun, it's better than being a bar cart girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you shouldn't let creepy old men fucking flirt with you while you're giving them drinks.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, sure. Yeah, that seems bad.
Sorry.
But you shouldn't tell women what they can and shouldn't do.
And you shouldn't tell me what I can and cannot do. Right?
Yeah, right.
I'm not really sure. Is that right?
I think.
All right, another question?
Yeah.
This one is from let's see here. Oh, condom crisis.
Cool.
Talk about girls in backpacks. My girlfriend has a little backpack that she carries around with her whenever she goes out. It has a main compartment and 2 handy side pockets.
Nice.
Do you know where this is going?
Nice backpack. He found a condom in one.
Yeah, I found a condom in one. I assumed it was just left over from the past, but fast forward a few months later, while looking for her phone charger in her bag, I noticed there was a condom in there, but it was a different condom. Huh. Hmm. We had stopped using them when we became official a few months into the relationship, and we've been together for over 1.5 years and living together for 1 year. Wow. Needless to say, I couldn't sleep at all last night. So far, I've come to the conclusion that I'd still like to stay together in a relationship with her, even though it's pretty obvious what has happened. There's still the issue of the current condom in her bag, though. Ideally, I'd like to find out why she did that and why she did, and without further compromising on the trust in our relationship, what are my options? I'm in serious need of your help.
Man.
You never want to email us on no sleep.
Yeah.
What you're going to need here? Sleep.
It's like out of White Lotus.
Oh, right. That's like, right. She found a condom.
And I feel like finding a condom in the pack or the wrap, it's just not enough of a smoking gun. Like, it will only lead to what it led to in the show, which is just like a very gaslighty conversation.
Right. Well, what she did was like, she gave him the opportunity to fess up. She wasn't instantly like, what is this condom?
But she was mad.
Like, what
she,
happened last night?
Yeah.
Is and that all that happened? Nothing else happened.
Oh, right. And then she said, well, here's this condom.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, okay, so this is what really happened. But right. I didn't lie to you. And she's like, yes, you did. I gave you the opportunity.
He definitely did lie to her. Yeah. And, but like, this doesn't quite, I don't know. Yeah. You can't quite do that because the condom wrapper is, it's unopened.
So which honestly leads me to my business idea. People often get caught for condom wrappers, but the wrapper doesn't need to say condom on it because right. you're already knowing what
it should say. Werther's.
Okay, I was going to say ketchup or mustard, but Werther's actually also isn't bad. A candy.
Yeah.
There's I found a Werther's wrapper in your backpack. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. It really shouldn't say condom.
Yeah, it should say fucking...
spearmint.
Yeah, or cream.
Yeah.
Imagine a fucking mayonnaise. Condom wrapper and it says mayonnaise on
yeah.
it. Yeah. Then you open it thinking it's going to be a mayo or whatever. Right. You're spreading it on your sandwich and a condom comes out.
Right.
That's why do you have
really
that?
Smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah. What about instead of a condom, it's actually mayonnaise?
That's not bad. I love mayonnaise.
Right. That way you're not even using a condom. It's just the wrapper that says mayonnaise inside, and then you don't actually have the condom.
It would taste better.
Yes, you would use mayonnaise instead. Not really good for birth control, but at the same time, you can't
have a good sandwich
for using a condom.
Right. I don't know. I share this guy's concern, I guess.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. But I feel like you say, I found a condom in your bag. I noticed this condom in your bag. And she says, oh, that's old. It's been there forever. Yeah. And then throws it away like it's nothing. But it doesn't, that doesn't alleviate your
fears.
No,
not at all. It's actually a new condom from the one I found a few months ago.
Yeah.
And she says, it's ketchup.
You
open it.
I and guess it you can is. Say that. Like you say,
it actually is ketchup.
Why is there this
so my
condom?
Business idea is ketchup packets that say condoms on them, so nobody accuses you of being a little bitch. What? You know how
it's
you
look? You're just changing wrapping for everything.
I'm a Willy Wonka sort of agent of chaos.
Oh, we should do condoms, but there's a golden ticket. And in the heat of the moment, you open it up. There's no condom. It's just a golden ticket that says you get a tour of the HeadGum Studios with Jake and Amir. You don't get to have sex, but you do get to come here and visit us.
Yeah, you don't get to come, but you get to come here and visit us.
Yeah, and we'll let you finish in the bathroom.
But you have to find the golden ticket. That's so small it fits in a condom wrapper.
Yeah. So you could be like, I found a condom in your bag. And then she tells you why. And then you say, do you have any other condoms? She says, no. And you say, well, I also found one in your backpack.
Yeah.
So that's like the catching her in a lie that will maybe put her off guard enough to be like, okay, here's what's happening.
That's right.
But then the other, I mean, you got to take inventory of your whole relationship also.
Take stock of your life.
Like, is it?
Do you exercise?
Is it otherwise going well? Or... And the condom's the only problem? Because maybe she really did just forget to clean out her bag. You know, that could happen.
That's also possible.
For a year, it sounds like they've been living together for a year.
Yeah, that's... But also, why have a condom in your backpack like that, so open? Like, she's like, this goes, is in case I'm like...
Out.
Yeah, but like, on the side pocket, those are kind of exposed.
Maybe they're for her friends.
Which brings me to my last business idea.
Thank God it's your last one. What is it?
It is still a condom.
It's a Smarties.
It's a wrapper, but it's a little bag of chips style. So instead, you know, condom wrappers, you open like ketchup.
Right.
But imagine like...
You open it out.
Yeah, like a little... It's a Lay's bag the size of less half of a potato chip.
Yeah.
Open it. Still greasy inside for some reason. Because it's like...
Condoms are greasy.
Yeah, it could be lubricated or whatever.
Right.
A little condom comes out.
Tiny
looks like a
condom.
Potato chip. That way you get caught. One second. The condom itself is a chip.
And it doubles as a condom? Can you wear it?
No way. It's so way too crisp.
So it's a wet potato chip.
It's
greasy. You said it's greasy for some reason.
Because the
bag
is
condoms
dry.
Are greasy, but you said now that it's a chip.
Yeah.
And you said that it could have been lube that was making it greasy. So is it a lube
on
covered?
A baked chip.
It's baked? I'm out.
Because of the
bake. Absolutely nasty.
Yeah.
You know, baked? No, thank you.
It needs to be fried.
Yeah.
And that's when I lost you.
Right.
Well,
talk to her about this.
Tell her about this. Yeah. And then tell us about it.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Why did she have a condom?
Yeah. I would love to hear the excuse. Let's get a follow-up pup on this one.
Let's get a FaceTime call with her right now. She can explain it to me.
Right. Want to tell you about a business idea. It's a Dunkaroo.
But it's an IUD. Thoughts? Let us know. All right, let's take another break, come back, and answer more questions.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Yep.
Did you do Wordle today?
I haven't done Wordle in several months.
Wow.
And I think it's kind of lame that you still do it.
I didn't say I still do it.
Do you?
I mean, I haven't done today's yet, but I'm down to,
give it a shot. Live?
Yeah, it could be a fun thing to put on the thing.
Okay, let's do it.
Can we put it on the thing?
Sure.
Oh, wow, we can actually do it.
First guess.
It's not up yet.
Okay, well, I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah.
Chain.
That's pretty good,
actually.
Yeah. Because you get the CH,
right,
which is like, you know, multiple words start like that.
Yep.
And then you still get the two vowels, which is nice to have.
Yeah, and an N.
An N at the end is not terrible.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a solid option. Let me one-up you.
Okay.
You're thinking chain?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Frank.
No. No.
That's right off the bat. Okay, we're in.
Frank, it's too much.
It's too soon.
It's too much. It's
actually
too soon.
Tacky would be a fun word.
Tacky is not bad.
Should we do tacky?
Yeah. But I think it's not as good as something like plain, frame.
Yeah. Those are all basic.
Right. Share. Share is good.
S-H-A-R-E.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and say tacky.
Okay. Casey, yeah. can we do tacky? Show me tacky! You fucked us.
Absolutely.
You absolutely fucked us.
Okay, well, this is fine. Let's go ahead
and
do...
That's actually good.
Let's do chain.
That's actually really good.
Let's do chain.
Let's not do chain because there's an A in it.
And a C, but let's see how good it would have been
no.
if we had done chain.
No, that's a fool's errand.
Okay.
So tacky, we should say for those listening and not watching.
All gray.
All gray.
Okay.
I call it the Earl Gray.
Right. Second word is always the hardest because I always want to use letters that are right there.
Proud.
Yeah. Proud. Not bad. Not bad.
Two things you are.
Mm-hmm.
Tacky and proud.
Tacky and
so
proud.
That's a really good back
to back. So the theme is things that are not great to be at the same time.
Let's do proud. Show me proud.
Oh my God.
Insane. Insane. This is a really rare start.
Two all grays.
That's a really, really rare start.
What letters are even left?
Can we scroll down and see the rest of the keyboard?
I need to see this. Okay. Oh, so we've got, how about, slime. Slime works.
Slime is a completely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slime. Oh, so also shine. Shine might be better.
Shine is not bad.
Yeah.
Should we do shine or slime?
Or snot. Oh, yeah. No. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. What did I say?
Slime or shine?
Shine.
Shine.
Heaven let your light shine down.
Also all grays.
Whoa. Oh my God. Not still not great.
We still got 12 straight grays to start the program.
Yeah.
Which is rare. It's hard to do.
There's
that.
No S, there's no H. There is an I, but not there. And there's no N, but there we nailed that E.
This is a tough one.
I can't help but think we would have gotten that I if we had said chain right off the bat.
Yeah, sure. But that's it.
Yeah, but I think starting with a yellow actually helps you.
Morale-wise. So it's got to be like something I, two consonants, and an I and an E.
Or it could be IE at the end.
Yeah, but then there's no vowels there.
Could be another E.
Oh, one of those double E's or double I's.
Double E, double
like
I.
Like mini, but M-I-N-I-E or something.
But I think you're...
Oh, what about genie? Oh, no, there's no N.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But something like that.
Okay. What about there? So there's no N. There's no N. This is the kind of it was dangerous to do this on pod.
Yeah.
Because if we got it quick, great. Good for radio.
Yeah.
But now we have to sit here and think.
We're stuck.
Yeah. We are.
And we can't even
stuck.
Stop and move on because it'll sort of eat us mentally.
So it's going to end. There's going to be an I as the second. Or it could be first.
Oh, like an igloo style word.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Invie, like I-N-V-I-E or something like that. Not that that's a word.
Right.
Yeah. Have you done the Wordle today, Casey?
No, I haven't done Wordle in months.
Any
myself.
Idea? Any idea what this could be?
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Finey or something? F-I-N-I-E or something?
Mm-hmm.
B-I-L-I? No. Q? No, it can't be Q.
Oh, what about
Q-U.
Like
I-E-G-E? Beige? Like
beige.
Beige.
There you go.
No, there's an I right there.
Oh.
But should we still do it? Just
oh, what about, oh, but siege. What about something like siege?
Like
is that
beige?
I-E?
Yeah, S-I-E-G-E, like that.
But that's not gonna...
We can do beige knowing it won't be the word because it'll give us
I can't abide that. I cannot abide that.
What about liege? L-I-E-G-E.
There you go.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
My liege?
It is a word. And I'm into it.
L-I-E-G-E.
Yeah.
You fucked us.
I didn't fuck us. That's good. We got a lot of letters right here.
So now we have the L, the I, the E. We know that there's two E's. Melee would be a good one, but it's not quite melee.
Mm-hmm.
Like three E's.
So that E...
That means that there is another E.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be a gray.
Right. So that E, I think, is going to go where the I is. So E, and then the I is going to go at the end, and the L has to go where that E is.
So like E L.
Oh, belie.
B E L I E. Okay. I like it. That might be it. I still believe.
Do you be lying?
Nice. That was a tough one. One. We got it in five.
Wow. I mean, getting it in five after two rows of all gray is pretty impressive.
That was fucked up, the first two rows of that. Yeah. That wasn't...
The first two and a half rows.
And I, now that I think about it, I did do this one this morning. Because when you said be lie, I'm like, that's definitely
that's definitely it.
Yeah, because I did it a few hours ago.
I can't help but think chain would have set us up for success.
A chain reaction.
Chain reaction.
Would be lie the truth. All right. That was a fun little diversion, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the matters at hand.
Why not?
This is a kind of sexy, sticky situation.
Ooh, my favorite kind.
Writing a lady. A lady's writing in. My fiance and I have been together for 4 years.
Congrats.
We have a solid relationship and great sex.
Nice.
We recently had a daughter who is now 9 months old.
Cool.
As you can imagine, the sex takes a bit of a drop off post-baby. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to about 5 months postpartum, and my sex drive was back in full swing.
Awesome.
We have been into watching porn, playing with toys, typical couples things, and we especially have always done a lot of dirty talking.
Mm.
While my fiance is a fairly jealous person in real life, he actually loves to hear me talk about getting fucked by other dudes in the bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah. You're into it.
Hot.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah. I don't personally have that fetish,
yeah,
but I like when other people
to
have
it.
A fetish.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes me to tell him stories about getting fucked before, especially making up stories about fucking his friends, etc.
Whoa.
Yeah. After the sex hiatus following the baby talk, our dirty talk has become a bit more real. Just recently, his friend/coworker, we'll call him Charlie, moved in upstairs from us, and he is so fucking hot. Holy shit, dude, this guy is cut and handsome. The perfect height with great facial hair.
Oh my God.
Imagine that. His teeth are kind of crooked, and it's honestly the cutest thing about him.
Oh my God.
Imagine getting Invisalign to get your teeth crooked a little
bit. Yeah, just to give you some more character.
Exactly. I feel like he and I honestly have a lot of chemistry as we're always catching each other's eye through the window. It is purely physical. Recently, while talking dirty in bed with my fiance, he mentioned that he wanted me to, quote, go upstairs and fuck Charlie while I'm at work one day. I told him a story about me doing it, and he seemed really into it. I brought it up a few times since then while having sex, and my fiance has said, go ahead. He's moving to Australia in a few months anyway, which is true. So my question is, is it at all reasonable or appropriate to bring this up in a non-sexual situation? Can I have a casual conversation with my fiance one day after dinner about if he would actually be okay with me having sex with Charlie? I think it would be okay with me I would be okay with him fucking another girl if that was the trade-off, but we've never mentioned that before. So let me know what you guys think. We're obviously very comfortable. I'm horny and I haven't felt sexy in almost a year. Help me, kings of advice. Thank you.
I say go for it. It's just a conversation. It's a logical next step from this dirty talk.
Yeah.
I think
it is a very funny situation. It's like, yeah, I want you to go upstairs and fuck Charlie. Okay, I will. And then it's like the next day it's like, so if I actually did that, or were you in a zone?
I mean, I feel like if this stuff is hot to him, maybe you got to find out if it's like, is it purely the fantasy that's hot? Or is it like, would it be really hot to him if you did it? Because that's a perfectly fine fetish if everybody feels good about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's different the more adult I get, the more I hear about stories of like, me and my wife have sex with other people, but like they like to be in the room watching. Like that's my fetish. Or like, I want you to do it, but at a party, and I'm going to be there, but I'm going to be doing it to somebody else. There's all these like different gray areas people can live in.
Right.
So like this guy might want you to just do it and not tell him. This guy might want you to do it and him to watch. I don't know what the hell he's comfortable with.
Yeah. And why not just do it and then tell him, but he won't ever know if it's real or not.
That's like, good. It's like, did you fuck my best friend? Yeah, did I? Or did I fucking not?
No. Did you actually?
Oh my God.
Look, Charlie. I fucked Charlie.
Yeah. Just like you told me to.
While you were at work.
Sorry.
I feel like a conversation is fair. It's fair. It's absolutely fair. But he can't be so mad that you brought it up.
Yeah. But do you bring it up in the sexual situation?
I think I would bring it up kind of like after sex. And almost as not even like, I don't like, hey, I'm not angling for this, but just like a clarity thing.
Yeah.
Like, just so I know, like, would you really want me to actually, you cannot make it specifically about Charlie.
Okay.
Like, would you actually want me to fuck somebody? How would you feel if I actually did?
Right. Cause like you say that's like a turn on in the dirty talk.
But department. Is that like a real, do you like, would you ever want that to happen for real? And if he's amenable to that, then, you know, you say like any, who would even be like Gary or some like random guy or even Charlie or something.
Yeah, the fucking hot guy that lives above us.
Because that's just convenient. I'm not even like that attracted to him, but
wanted to fuck someone else and I could fuck Charlie, I feel like I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean, then Charlie has to get on board. Let's not forget Charlie.
Charlie's on board.
Charlie's fine.
He's hot.
Don't worry about Charlie. He has crooked teeth in a hot way.
Is there a possibility that he's turned on by just the thought of it and talking about it, but doesn't actually want to?
Yeah. People have like, they, you know, a fantasy, like the role play fetish without actually seeing it through. I think that's
normal.
Yeah, I think that's normal.
Yeah, so I guess she does have to finally ask and figure out exactly what he wants, not just assume.
But again, if you guys are comfortable with like what turns you on and what gets you off, I think it's totally normal to be like, and I'd also be open.
Yeah.
Especially because she's willing to concede, like, and you can have sex with someone too.
Yeah.
It might turn out to be great.
A throuple situation.
I don't think it can turn out to be that bad. He can't be so mad that you even asked.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's just so prevalent in your sex life, you know?
Yeah. It's not like out of the blue.
Right. It's not like one time he talked dirty and said this and now you're going to try to capitalize on it. It's like time and time again, it's been coming up.
Yeah.
And then you ask him about it. And if he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I think he'd be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
you
this
tell
is
me
crazy.
All the time.
Yeah, this, you yell at me and you want me, like, you're turned on by the fact that I do this. So I was just merely inquiring if it would be helpful for you to get into character if I actually did fuck Charlie.
Please let us know. Please let us know.
You can just email me directly or whatever.
CC Charlie.
I need to know. Yeah, who are you imagining as Charlie? Probably the British guy from White Lotus, right?
Character. Yeah, for sure.
Sort of like, he has got a cool accent, although he doesn't have crooked teeth.
Theo James, yeah, it's pretty perfect.
Oh, no, I'm saying the blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Well, Theo James is also British.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, I could text him.
Okay, all right, that's it. That's our show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you have your own questions, your own theme songs, send them down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Right.
If you got a PhD in the last 10 years while listening to us.
Yeah. Email us, CC, the head of HR at your hospital or place of employment.
And then our accountant. Sort it out. Just so we can get everybody on the same page.
Yeah. They'll email us. I'll loop in our accountant and our bookkeeper.
Yeah.
And we can
that way. Because like connect. We don't want money coming in or like we don't really understand where this cash flow is.
Yeah. It has to be buttoned up.
Yes, but it has to be above board.
Yeah.
And it has to be cash flow positive for us.
It has to be untaxed.
This whole thing is pre-tax, basically. I don't know if you know that. Did I mention that before?
It's pre-tax.
It's all pre-tax.
It's based in Cayman.
Yes, it's you know all based that. In Cayman. So like that's money that we're not even touching until we're 60.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But like to have that nest egg pre-tax as a retirement fund.
In the Caribbean?
Yes.
Immaculate.
It's completely above board.
Right.
And it is buttoned up. Send all that stuff to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And if you want more of us, we're still watching Jake and Amir videos on our Patreon.
That's true. We're actually about to write some new Jake and Amirs, shoot some new Jake and Amirs. So, it's a good time to get caught up over on the Patreon.
That's patreon.com/JA.
That's right.
And we'll be, of course, back next week, as we always are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear that banger from Calvin Jaeger on our way out. And we'll see you soon. Bye, everybody. Bye. If I were you, the show. 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 Was a HeadGum original. Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.